Okay, now the Gemara here, the Mishnah here, tells us about Shahakol Niyah B'Dvaro, and that's a very unique bracha, because the Mishnah says that there are certain brachas that could cover other brachas, but not the reverse. For example, Baruch Pri Adam could cover a Baruch Pri Eitz, but not the reverse. However, Shahakol has a certain power or a certain authority, a certain status. It's like a bracha klolus. It's kind of like a fallback bracha. And the Gemara is going to tell us with regard to the bracha of Shahakol Niyah B'Dvaro that it could pretty much cover everything. But there are two exceptions. There are two brachas that it cannot cover, and that's Hamotzi Lechem Min Ha'aretz and Baruch Pri Agoth. So if you take a look on Daf Mem Amid Beis, three lines down from the top, it says Yal Kulam Im Omar Shahakol Idmar Rav Huna Omar Chutz Min HaPasu Min HaYayin. Now what we want to study tonight is a very strange Rashi. Rashi tells us, let's take a look on the top of Mem Amid Beis, Kin Amrina L'Kamon Shegorem Brochos Harbe Li'atzmo. Even the language of the Gemara is very ambiguous. Gorem Brochos Harbe Li'atzmo. What does that mean?
Makes up his own language.
What do you say?
Makes up his own language.
Ah, okay, but I don't know how you're going to read the next few words in Rashi. Because take a look. Rashi gives you three examples of Gorim Brochos Li'atzmo. Number one, Bekidush. Number two, Bavdolah. And number three, Berchas Chasanim. Now, does anybody know what's common to these three cases? First, Yayin. That's number one. In all these three cases, we make a Broch on Yayin, correct? Kiddush, Havdolah, and then Berchas Chasanim, if you've ever been to Sheva Brochas during the week, the Shiva Simei Mishnah, or for that matter, Sheva Brochas under the Chuppah, they bring out a cup of wine and they recite the Sheva Brochas on wine. Okay, that's for sure. But what's common to all these three, other than Yayin?
That the Hagafen comes before a more important bracha, or it comes before a different, it's a makshir for other bracha?
Excellent, excellent. It's what's called a koshel bracha.
Just get the other one back.
Okay.
I'm going, it'll be.
Right. So there's something called a koshel bracha, right? It would just maybe move that, if Kachovi, just the top. If you move that chair, then we'll be able to close that door. All right? So we have a concept called the koshel bracha, and yayin plays a major role in a koshel bracha, because whenever we have a seder brachos, we want to begin that seder with a cup of wine.
Why?
And we don't know why, and we're going to study that tonight, but the bottom line is, even if we don't know why, what we do know is that you have a series of brachos, and you organize them on a koshel yayin. So that you start with the koshel yayin, you make a Baruch Pri Hagafen, and then you recite Kiddush, or Havdalah, or Birkas Chasanim, or Birkas HaMazon. And there may be other examples, perhaps Birkas Nesuin, Birkas Amin Erisin, there may be other examples. Now, it's very interesting because when you think about it, Rashi makes no sense. I mean, I hate to say it, but pedagogically, I don't think Rashi did a great job here, because it's true that, you know, the Baruch Pri Hagafen is used with a cup of wine with regard to Seder HaBrachos in any case where we are Meshabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know, we thank Him for the Mazon, we thank Him for giving us marriage, we thank him for the opportunity of being Makabal the Shabbos. You know, many, many different occasions on which we thank Hashem. But that doesn't answer the following question. Why is Shahakol Niyah B'Dvaro, which we call the Bracha Koleles, why doesn't it cover Yayin? and pati you up for yayin. So I have in front of me whatever, a food stuff, and I make a shakal, I have wine, I don't have to make a bar priyagofen. No, the Mishnah says, and the Gemara says, I have to make a bar priyagofen. And in the case of pas, I understand there's a chashivas of pas. You know, you kovei a suit on a pas. The Rashi maybe could have said that you kovei a suit on a yayin, and that's why it deserves its own bracha. Or Rashi could have said, yayin yisamach leva. I know, sure, there's something very special about wine. Wine is something that uplifts us, if we use it correctly, right? But that's not what Rashi says. Rashi says, kovei bracha li atzma. Let's see it again. Gorin bracha li atzma. Harbe li atzmo, bekinish bavdola, ubebirchas chasan. Probably you'd have to add the word v'chule, because I think Rashi's only giving us a number of examples. There are others as well. So without further ado, what I'd like you to take a look at is the photocopy that I gave you, and you'll take a look in the first page on the left column. It should say Tuf Nun Beis on top. You have that?
Yeah.
So after quoting Rashi, he says, Mivura Midvarov, what we see clearly from Rashi, is Rashi holds that the reason why Bircha Shahakal does not pati you up on Yayin, and that's what Rav Huna that we're learning now, is because there's a special status of Yayin as far as a Koshel Brach is concerned. And Rashi identifies that as Goreim Bracha Li Atzmo, with the three examples. So the question is, what is the svar behind this? Rashi doesn't give us the compelling logic. You know, okay, it's very nice, and I can't deny that the yayin has a status for a koshel bracha, but we're not exactly sure what that has to do with bircha shahakel, whether bircha shahakel should cover the yayin or not. Later on, the Gemara is going to tell us that if you have in front of you pas and yayin, so, for example, every other bracha is included in pas. You know, once you make hamotzi, so you don't have to make any other brachos as long as it's part of the suda, correct? But in the case of yayin, you're going to have to make a separate bracha bar priya gofen on yayin. Why? So the Gemara says, and that's what Rashi here that we just saw is quoting a Gemara, goreim bracha liatzma, the same three words. So Rashi's borrowing the Gemara. So you can't blame Rashi totally. And Rashi, in interpreting that Gemara on Daf Mem Beis, repeats pretty much word for word what he says here. He says, goreim bracha liatzma v'kama makomos, in certain cases, many cases, hu ba, the yayin comes, v'varchen alav, afal pi, shalo hayu tzrichim l'shtiyoso. Now let's really underline those words. Those words, which don't appear here on Daf Mem, they appear in Rashi later on Daf Mem Beis, they hold, I think, the key to unlock this mystery. Because Rashi says, Shalo hayu tzrichim l'shtiyoso. We don't have to drink. He interprets it that the yayin is goreim bracha liatzmo b'toras koshel bracha, mishum kach ein birchas apas potroson. So we know that there's a concept called a koshel bracha, and we're going to recite Bar Priya Gofen on Yayin and a koshel bracha, and therefore the bracha on pas doesn't patter up the Yayin, the Bar Priya Gofen. And here we see it on Daf Mem with regard to Shahakal, that the bracha Shahakal doesn't patter the bracha on Yayin. So we're going to have to emphasize this concept of Goreim Bracha Liatzmo, and Rashi says that Eda lo hayu tzrichim l'shtoso. Now, since we're talking about shti, I'm just going to make a bracha here, and we're talking about shakol bracha tadi noyle matam shakol niyavidvro.
It's not wine.
It's not wine. Okay. Now Tosis on Daf Mem Aleph Amid Beis, you can take a look. Dibur Masli Haki gives us a more straightforward reason, a lot less complicated, as to why Shahakal doesn't cover you for Gefen. And Tosus basically says that this concept is Goreim Liatzmo, Brach Liatzmo. It means there's a special bracha, Liatzmo. Liatzmo means that although you would have logically included wine in the bracha of Bar Priya Eitz, correct? Like, just like the grapes themselves, you make a Bar Priya Eitz, but yet
it creates a separate entity.
Separate bracha. Mm-hmm. Separate bracha. Mm-hmm. You would have said it's Priya Eitz. right? It's Priya Eitz. I mean, this is the product of the tree. The tree, the vine gives you grapes, and from the grapes you get yayin. So Tosa seems to say something much simpler. You know, it's kind of straightforward in a certain sense. You know that there's a separate bracha on yayin, and therefore yayin stands out with its special nature. We say that the iluye alya liberchaso, meaning that we have an ilui with an ayin, means that we upgrade it. We had grapes, and now we upgraded the grapes to the level of wine. Wine is greater, is more chashiv than the grapes. So it was so chashiv that we gave it a bracha, and Chazal gave it the special bracha, and Shahakal is not going to cover you because you need that special bracha.
So how can one have one for Shem and Zayit?
Oh, so Shem and Zayit we're going to have on the other side of this page. Maybe we'll hold off a little bit on Shem and Zayit till we get to it. Let's just first square off with Bari Priya Gofen. Okay. Now, let's ask the following question. We have a concept called Birchas Hanenim, and that's what this perek is all about. Now, Rashi says that in the case of Kiddush, for example, I'm just giving one example, you're not required to drink the Yayin.
No.
That's what Rashi says. I mean, we have to check it out, but that's... You know, let's believe Rashi for the time being, right? Again, I want to read the Rashi. You shouldn't say that Berzon wrote the script. Rashi says, "Lo yitzrichen l'shtiyoso." We don't need the shtiyah.
But it's a racha levatala.
Oh, so now we have to ask the following question, Chaim, and then we'll get to your question about bracha levatala. Why do we need this bracha? Is it a birchas hanenim? Right, you're not allowed to benefit from this world without a bracha. That's what this perek is all about, birchas hanenim, right? But Rashi's telling you that there's a bracha of Bar Priya Gofen that we make on a kos shel yayin before a certain mitzvah that we're doing, a recitation of Shevach Vodoyot HaKadosh Baruch Hu, whether it's Kiddush, whether it's birchas chasana, whether it's Havdalah. And Rashi says we don't need the shtia. So I'll tell you the following truth. If you weren't going to drink from the yayin, in my books, you would not make a Bar Priya Gofen. There's no logical reason to make a Bar Priya Gofen. Unless, and here's where it gets really complicated, that maybe Bar Priya Gofen has a different status. It's not a Birchas Hanenim. It is a Birchas Hanenim. And if I'm going to drink from the Kiddush, then for sure I need a Bar Priya Gofen to be Matir. You know, otherwise it's Me'ilah. We discussed that at great length. But it comes under a new category. There's a new dimension here of the Bar Priya Gofen. And that's what he writes here. He says, you could understand without Rashi, let's say, that Bar Priya Gofen in all these cases of Kiddush, Havdol, etc., it's all a Birchas Hanenim, because Kol Hanenim and Olam HaZeh B'lo Brocha Kilu Mal, and the Mevarech Tzach Sheyitom. Now he's holding that you have to drink from the wine. So you can't drink from the wine because everything is me'ila unless you make a birchas hanenim. But he offers a second possibility that birchas borei priya gofen havi chelek midin kos shel bracha. Yonatan, you feeling all right?
I'm sorry.
I'm usually the one who coughs, so you're stealing the show here. Well, what is it? You have a little bit of a cold? Or?
Tickling midnight.
All right. It should be to Zayin Rufu. I hope you didn't make a bracha on that.
Tastes good.
Oh, okay. If it tastes good, I mean, usually those throat lozenges, they taste pretty awful. But anyway, he says, O Dilma, de birchas borei priya gofen, havi chelek midin koshel bracha. You want to underline that? I mean, that's the punchline here tonight's shiur. He's saying that when we organize brachos, like Kiddush, Havdalah, and Birchas Chasanim, then the Bar Priya Gofen is part of that Seder. It's part of the mitzvah of the Seder Bracha. So the Seder Bracha could have a number of brachos, right? Take, for example, Havdalah, right? How many brachos do we have in Havdalah? Four. Okay, four brachos. So we have four brachos. So let's add a fifth. Well, maybe you counted that one already. Bar Priya Gofen, you counted it? Oh, it's all right. So we have four brachos. Yeah. And in Kiddush on Shabbos, we have, what, two brachas? Two brachas. Now you could say, what do you mean you have two brachas? Kiddush is really one bracha. The Bar Piyah Gofen is only a Birchas Hanen. So now he's suggesting a whole new pshat. That the bracha Bar Piyah Gofen as an introduction to Kiddush is not a Birchas Hanen. For example, I'm worried about Hefsek. You know, I made the Bar Piyah Gofen, I didn't drink a thing. I went ahead and recited Kiddush. Okay, that's not a terrible kasha. You could say it's not a hefsek because I need to recite Kiddush in order to drink the cup. I don't know, you'll come up with something. But is it coincidental that there's an overlap here of Bar Piyah Gofen with Kiddush, with the bracha of Kiddush? Now, you could say it's a coincidence. I mean, one bracha, meaning Bar Piyah Gofen, is a Birchas Hanen, and the other is a Birchas HaKiddush. But he's suggesting a whole new pshat here, that Birchas Bar Piyah Gofen is part of Kiddush. Later on, we'll see. I don't want to jump the gun. He's going to wonder if you came in to hear Kiddush from someone and you missed the Bar Piyah Gofen. He wants to know if you yotze Kiddush. Mm-hmm. You may have to start from scratch. Now, that sounds very strange because the Bar Piyah Gofen is just the Birchas Hanenim. But he's suggesting no. It's not just the Birchas Hanenim. So, take for example, you know that is halacha that I can make Kiddush and you could drink the wine. Again, you know, maybe heather mitzvah, this or that, I'll drink from the wine. But I don't have to drink from the wine. Let's say I can't tolerate the wine. I can give you to drink from the wine.
Because we have the same level of chiyuv?
Well, how does this work? If let's say we're sitting now tonight, not in Kiddush, and I have a kosher yayin and I'm not going to drink it, you're going to drink it. So you make the bracha. I don't have to make the bracha. I'm not drinking the wine. I don't need a brachas on nanim. I'm not even being nanim. So in Kiddush is a strange halacha that I'm going to make the Bar Piyah Gofen, excuse me, and I'm not going to drink it all from the wine. You're going to drink from the wine. It could be nobody will drink from the wine.
I went to Brit once on Yom Kippur, and
the what on Yom Kippur?
The Brits on Yom Kippur,
and they drank the wine.
No, he made the Bar Piyah Gofen and gave it to a child.
So that's pretty strange. Forget about Yom Kippur for a second and the bris. Let's say right now I have a katan who's going to drink the wine. Do I make a Bar Piyah Gofen?
No.
If I'm not drinking, I don't think so. So what's with the bris? The answer to your question lies right here in this line, that the Bar Piyah Gofen in a bris is part of the Seder HaBrachas. The yayin becomes a kosher bracha, and the Bar Piyah Gofen, forget about Birchas HaNenev. The Bar Piyah Gofen is part of the Kiddush. It's part of the Seder Bracha on the Bris. Unbelievable. He says, the din Seder Bracha lakos eino rak lomar Birchas Kiddush or Avdolah Birchas Chsanim ela af l'sader es hakos Birchas alakos Birchas hayayin. So the Bar Piyah Gofen is part of the Seder Bracha lakos, and we have a whole bunch of brachas, and the first one, the kickoff, is Bar Piyah Gofen. Now he adds a little bit of explanation. Chaim was asking why. I mean, what's going on over here? So he says, "Is a kiyum shira v'direi shevach al kos." Okay, we have to understand where that's coming from. But there's some sort of halacha that when you sing a song of praise to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you do it over yayin. I don't know why Hallel that we recite on every Yontif and Chanukah and so forth, I don't know why we don't take out a kos of Yayin. I mean, that boggles my mind. If you're telling me that that Shira is recited on Yayin, then I think there's no greater Shira than Hallel. That's what I would think. I don't know. But if I were to ask you, where do you find Shira on Yayin? Where do you find in the whole constellation of Halacha, of Tayag Mitzvahs, that there's a relationship between Shira and Yayin?
Kiddush.
I don't know. In the Torah it says Zochus Yom Shal Sekach. It doesn't say anything about wine. But there is a passage in the Torah that requires Shira, Yayin. Trouble is we don't have any Levium here. That's why nobody knows the answer. But when did the Levium sing their Shira? Anybody know?
Shir Shalom?
No, well, yeah, Shir Shalom as well, but I'm saying Shira. Shira on what? You know, on, right, when you bring a carbon. So there's Rika Saddam, and there's Kabbalah Saddam, and Alokha Saddam, and then there's.
The Nisuch HaYayin.
Exactly, on Nisuch HaYayin. At the time of Nisuch HaYayin, that's when they make the Shira. Why? Because Shira's got to be on Yayin. In that case, we're not drinking the wine. The Mizbeach is going to drink the wine, but we sing the Shira. V'nira Shezoi kavanis Rashi v'mashe kosev v'kama kosev ba mevarech alel afal pishalo yutzrichem l'shtiyaso. Why is Rashi emphasizing it, that we don't need the shtiyah? What he's saying is that the need for and the justification for the Bor Pri HaGafen is not the shtia. We don't really need the shtia. The shtia is secondary. The shtia is secondary. We need the bracha. And in this case, the bracha includes a Bor Pri HaGafen. So we want to set up the brachas on a koshel yayin. The shtia is secondary. The af beli shtias hayayin, meaning you're not in the least bit interested in drinking the wine, I still have to be mevarech at Birchas Hayayin, and it could be I'll be mevarech Birchas Hayayin without shtia. A great example for that would be Birchas Chasanin, right? So we call together seven people to be mevarech Birchas Chasanin. Who drinks? I don't know if any of those seven will drink. You know, if you're a brisker, you heard the brisker chumras. So the briskers will do the following: they'll, when no one's looking, they'll spill a little bit of the wine from the kos, and then they'll lick their fingers so that the bracha should be a Bor Pri HaGafen on the yayin. Or, for example, if you give a brisker a covered at a bris and you want him to make the brachas, then you'll notice, if you look carefully, that he spills a little bit of wine onto his fingers. And then when no one's looking, he licks up the wine. I mean, you got to be a brisker for something like that. But what we're saying now is that the drinking of the wine is totally irrelevant. It's independent of the bracha. The bracha is the bracha, and the bracha has to be recited. And the bracha has to be recited over a koshel yayin. But it's not a birchas hanenim. Even without nenim, without shtia, you need this bracha. And that's because the bracha Bor Pri HaGafen on a koshel bracha is not a birchas hanenim. Or maybe it could be a birchas hanenim if you're going to drink from the kos. But don't think that the bracha is exhausted by Birchas HaNenim. Irrelevant to Birchas HaNenim, you would still require the bracha, because this is Seder Shevach. And we organize Shevach Shel HaKadosh Baruch over Yayin, and the Bor Pri HaGafen, thanking Hashem for the Yayin, is part of the Shevach. The Yisod Din Bracha HaKos L'Sader Shira V'Shevach HaKos U'Birchas Bor Pri HaGafen Chashiva Chelik Midivrei Shevach HaKos. Right, we're thanking Hashem for the product of Geffen, and that itself is Shira V'Shevach. We're thanking Hashem. That's a beautiful song of praise. And Rav Soloveitchik has a raya from a pirush of the Rashbam. You know that in Psachim, after a certain point, Rashi is no longer. Could be there was a Rashi, but we lost it. I don't know. It got, during the Crusades, we lost a lot of Rashi. Anyway, so it says in the Rashbam took over where Rashi left off, and at the end of Masechta Psachim, in Arvei Psachim, he writes the following: Asoi kasa dechamra, they bring out a kos of wine, ubruche, and they make a bracha, umishte, and they drink some of this wine, mishum kvod Shabbos, lechalik beimidas Shabbos lemidas chol. Shehu inyan shir, she'en omer shira el al yayin, v'hochi mefarish b'she'iltos. Now watch this long Rashbam, he adds one point over here, which l'chora is totally unnecessary, superfluous. He writes, Asoi kosa dechamra, ubruche. Well, why does he have to tell me ubruche? What am I learning here? The halachas of Birchas HaNenim, that you make a Bor Pri HaGafen before you drink wine? I'm not that ignorant. I mean, I know that. He's talking about the mitzvah of Kiddush. And when he talks about the mitzvah of Kiddush, and the mitzvah of Shabbos, and the covet of Shabbos, and he says, Ein Shira El Yayin, in the middle of this whole presentation, he has on the list the bracha. Which bracha? He's talking about Bor Pri HaGafen, right? He says, you bring out the kos, and you make a bracha, and you get a drink from the kos, and all this is called Shabbos. But why does he have to tell me about the bracha? Is mevur mitvar of the birchas Bor Pri HaGafen ma'avikim b'shira al yayin? That this is not a birchas hanen, this is shira al yayin. We're going to sing the song of praise to God over yayin, and we're going to make a bracha Bor Pri HaGafen as part of that shira, because we're thanking Hashem and glorifying God's name for giving us the yayin. And that's the chalos din of koshel bracha. So he's not reciting the Birchas HaYayin Bari Pe'agofen as a Birchas HaNenim. It may also function as a Birchas HaNenim, but that's contingent on whether he drinks from the kos, but rather as part of the Seder Bracha, the Shira Al HaYayin. The Bracha of Bari Pe'agofen is part of the Shira HaYayin. And he has another Raya from a Rashi and Nazir. Rashi and Nazir has a very unique shita that Kiddush Al Yain is Doraisa. In other words, when the Torah says Zochus Yom HaShabbos HaKadosh, the Torah means over a cup of wine. None of the Rishonim have agree with that Rashi. Rashi is going to tell you that a Nazir who's not allowed to drink wine is allowed to drink wine of Kiddush because Kiddush Al Yain is Doraisa. Very difficult Rashi. Umashma debor priyagofni chelik mietzim mitzvahs Kiddush. You know, if he wants to allow the Nazir to drink wine because of the great mitzvah of Kiddush, it would seem that the Bor Priyagofen together with the Yayin is an integral part of the Kiddush. The mitzvah of Kiddush is fulfilled through the Koshal Yayin, and therefore he has to Mekadish Al Yayin and he recites the Shir Al Yayin, and that's called Bor Priyagofen. Bor Priyagofen is part of the Kiddush, part of the Shevach. It's Ein Omrim Shira Ella Al Yayin. Now he has a Rashi in Erevin. Rashi says the Afagav Diabinin Hamavarach Tzarch Sheyitom Nosno Liachir Lishtos. He doesn't have to drink it; he can give it to somebody else. Why? The whole reason you drink from is because of gnai. It's a gnai. It's like an insult to a kosher bracha. Nobody wants to drink the kos, so somebody has to benefit from the kosher bracha. By the way, you should know that many people try to drink from a kosher bracha. Have you ever seen it? Mm-hmm. And the reason for that is because it's a kosher bracha. The bracha is chal on the kos, not just the Bor Priyagofen. Anytime I take out wine, tonight I'm going to take out wine, I'm going to make Bor Priyagofen. So what, you're going to run and drink from it? No. It's only when I made a Bor Priyagofen on a kosher bracha, then everybody wants to drink from it. Because otherwise it's a gnai to the kos. So the tima al kos is bikushuv gnai. So if not for the din of gnai, then no one has to drink from the kos, and the mevarach himself would not have to drink from the kos. And if the mevarach himself is drinking from the kos, it's all to protect and avoid the gnai of the kos. If that be the case, it seems that there's no din of te'ima here on the kos. I mean, it's not a birchas hanenim there because you're not drinking from the wine. If somebody else might drink from the wine, but you're not drinking from the wine. Ella, but rather tzarch levarach bar priyagof me'ikar din bracha ala kos. Has nothing to do with being matir drinking from the kos. It's me'ikar din. It's an integral part of the Kiddush. Now, before we go on, I just want to fast forward, only because I'm very into this. On the next page, but don't lose your place here. I mean, we're up to Vehine here on page Tafnun Gimel, but if you fast forward to Tafnun Dalet, you'll see on the right side towards the bottom, Vagrach Zatzal. Do you have such a thing? Mm-hmm. And he writes about Reb Chaim, that's his grandfather. He says, "Are you posek shemisha icher kiddush? He came in late for kiddush. V'lo shomas birchas borei priyagofen. Afal pisha shoma birchas hayom. He heard the whole kiddush except for borei priyagofen. Lo yotzi dechovaso. V'chayev lishma kiddush od pam shenis. Why? Because birchas borei priyagofen is an integral, critical part of kiddush. So therefore, you see clearly that it's not a birchas hadenim just to be matir to ima, but rather it's part of the kiddush itself. So Reb Chaim apparently held, just like we're saying here in Rashi, that forget about Shtiyas HaKos, that's not the Iker, we're not making the Bracha of Bor Priyagofen in order to allow Shtiyah, but rather this is part of the Kiddush itself. We're Masadah Divrei Shevach on a Koshal Yayin, and the Bor Priyagofen is part of that Shevach.
In which case you wouldn't have to cover the Challah.
Why is that?
Because the reason why you cover the Challah is because the challah has more priority over the yayin, and if the yayin's got nothing to do with the birkas hanen, it's only got to do with the chalik shal the kiddush, then it shouldn't have to be covered.
So, Alan, you may know something that I don't know, which is probable, but let me just tell you what I would know. I would say you have to cover the challah because you can make kiddush on challah. Again, then the hamotzi becomes an integral part of the Seder Bracha Al HaKos. In other words, everything we're saying now about Bor Priyagofen is correct even as far as Hamotzi Lechem and Aretz. So that if I'm going to be masader my bracha on pas, then the bracha of Hamotzi Lech Min Aretz is no longer a birchas hanena, it becomes part of the birchas shelach v'odoya. Now, the problem with that is that the Rav is basing himself on the fact that ain shir el al yayin, there's no such thing as ain shir el al pas. But nevertheless, it seems that pas itself somehow could be integrated into this structure, into this fabric of shelach. I don't know exactly how that works, but if we're saying brachas of shelach on pas, then our motzi lech menorah, thanking Hashem for the pas, is also part of that shelach. That's what I would say. I mean, your approach is that the reason why we have to cover the chal is because of brachas hanenim. I don't know. Maybe that's so. I don't know that's so. Now let's ask a different question. Here's something very fascinating. You'll never believe that such a reality could exist, such a scenario, but there is such a scenario. Imagine a person starts his meal on Friday. He's actually eating a meal on Friday. This is going to happen, by the way, not this year, I don't think, but when Purim falls out, in other words, Purim is Shulash, is what? The Yudalit is on, I forget. It's on a Friday. Okay. Oh, so imagine you have a Friday Purim and you're going to eat your Sudas Purim on Friday. Now, some will tell you eat it in the morning very early. I don't know, the different minhagim. But let's say I'm just giving you an example, but it doesn't have to be Purim. You're eating a Sud on Friday and you made a Bar Priya Gofen and you drank some wine. Now it's time for Kiddush. It becomes nightfall. Friday night, now you have to make Kiddush. So the Gemara Pesachim says something called Pores Mapa Makadish, correct? You familiar with that? Pores Mapa Makadish? No? Is that not familiar? Doesn't ring a bell?
I don't understand. You could finish the meal and start again, but it's...
Well, you don't have to really finish the meal. Pores Mapa Makadish means that you cover the bread and you start a new meal, but you don't really start a new meal and you make Kiddush.
To distinct, like you make some kind of a separation between meals.
Right, Poris Mapa means you cover the lechem. I mean, we do it in our family. A lot of people don't do it. I don't know why they became so frum that they don't do it. But the Gemara says Poris Mapa Kaddish. For me, that's good enough. Now, you're about to make Kiddush. So they bring you out wine for Kiddush. You've already made a Bar Priya Gofen on Yayin. Mm-hmm. And there was no Hesek Hadas. There was no Hefsek of any sort. Do you make another Bar Priya Gofen?
Yeah.
Yes. You do. Well, that would prove what the Rav is saying. Because if the bracha Bar Priya Gofen is only Birchas HaMatir, you already were Matir the Bar Priya Gofen on the previous Yayin that you drank on Friday. Why do you need another Bar Priya Gofen? And the answer is, Ayin Bitur, this is the next paragraph, he says, four lines, Akivar Birech al Yayin, Imchosim Varech Alov Kshem Akadish, if, according to that Shita, that you have to make another Borei Priya Gofen, Tamua, Hokvar Birech al Yayin, El Al Korchok, Svirle, De Birchas Borei Priya Gofen, Avikiyu, Bi Etzema Kiddush, Venameris Kechelik, Mi Divrei Shevach, Vashiva Shal Kiddush al Yayin. It's therefore, even though as far as Birchas Hanenim is concerned, you were Yotzei Birchas Hanenim, bless you with the earlier Borei Priya Gofen, but that's going to cover you for Birchas Hanenim. Drink all the wine you want, but you need wine for Kiddush. And not only do you need wine for Kiddush, you need a Borei Priya Gofen for Kiddush. And without the Borei Priya Gofen, you weren't Yotze Kiddush. So even though you're Poris Mapa Makash, you continue your meal, you still have to make a Borei Priya Gofen on Yayin. Not Midin Birchas Hanenim, but Midin Kiddush. Correct. Yeah. And that ties in with Reb Chaim, that if you missed the bracha on Bar Priya Gofen, then you weren't Yotzei Kiddush. V'nira degam rishon shecholke v'svile di eno chozer u'mevorech Bar Priya Gofen sheporis map makadish. So those rishonim say you don't need a Bar Priya Gofen. Just 1 second. So how do you work that out? 1 second. I'm trying to figure this out myself. Wouldn't that prove that it's a Birchas HaNenim, and therefore since you made the Birchas Nenim, you don't need another Bar Priya Gofen? I don't know. Is he going to say Lamafreya? I don't know. I can't figure this out. He says, Sovrim she'im eina bracha debor piyakov chal midin birchas hanenim eina chal midin kiddush. Ah, he's saying that you need a first and foremost, the bracha has to be a birchas hanenim. Once it's a birchas hanenim, then it could also serve another function, wear another hat, so to speak, and it could be part of the bracha of kiddush itself. He says, I'll prove to you from the Rambam that Bori Priya Gofen is part of the Kiddush, because the Ram writes in Perikov Tesmil Chashabis, Umitzvah Levarach Al Yayin, Biyom HaShabbos, Kodem Sheyisod Suda Shnia, Vizan Nikra Kiddusha Rabba. Ah, the Ram is talking about Kiddush in the morning, Shabbos morning. I know people make it on schnapps, I don't know. Do you make it on schnapps? I mean, the Ram says to make it on Yayin, that's good enough for me. V'zeu anikri kiddusha rabba, mevarach bor pri agofen, bilvad, v'shose. So the rabba calls it kiddush, and how many brachas does this kiddush consist of?
One
single bracha. Which one? Bor pri agofen. And that's kiddush, the rabba says. And the rabba says it's so much as a kiddush that there's a halacha that has to be b'makom suda, and not only that, also litom kodem kiddush. So the Ravid says he doesn't understand. How can you call it Kiddush without a Kiddush? I mean, all it is a Bar Pri HaGofen. You're going to call it Kiddush? See, I'm somehow the minhagim of reading these, this whole long thing. I don't know, you know what I'm saying?
Rabbi,
what?
Mishamor.
Yeah, but even before Mishamor, some people have a whole longer. It's just Shamru is, you know, is a small bracha, but some people have a whole thing. Has it start over there? I never said it. No. You're talking about Amsterdam, maybe. Spanish and Portuguese. Yeah, no, I'm talking about good old Ashkenazi. The whole longer spiel of the, if you open up a city, you'll see it's a lot.
That's Im Tashiv.
Who?
Im Tashiv.
That's also Sephardim.
Anyway, there's a whole long spiel over there. But basically, what is Kiddush in the morning? It's just Bari Pri HaGofen. So the Ravid says
that's Zohar Yom HaShabbat.
Yeah, Zohar Yom HaShabbat L'Kadsho. The Ravid says that's not Kiddush. That's not Kiddush. So in the next paragraph, you see Subir Agram. The Gram is the Rav's father. His name is Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. He was my father's Rebbe, and he was Masada Kedusha for my parents. His name is Rav Moshe Soloveitchik. So he writes that according to the Rambam, Kiddusha Rabbah is Kiddush. There's Kiddush by night and Kiddush by day. Kachay b'layla, kachay b'yom. Memelu, you're not allowed to eat anything before Kiddush. And ain Kiddush el bokum suda. And all the dinim that apply to Kiddush b'layla apply to Kiddush by day. With only one exception. We don't need that long bracha that we have at night. All we need is the Kiddush of Bor Pri HaGofen. So the Bor Pri HaGofen in Shacharis, in the morning in Shabbos, is not just the Birchas Hanenim, it's Kiddush. It's part of the Seder Kiddush. Now where's the Shevach HaKadosh Baruch Hu? The answer is Bor Pri HaGofen. That itself is the Shira. He says that the Ravid holds that since he's not making any bracha of Kiddush, he doesn't mention the sanctity of the day, all he does is make a Bor Pri HaGofen, that's not called Kiddush. So you don't need Makom Suda, and there's no Isur Te'ima before Kiddush. No, if you all like the Ravid, you might as well make Kiddush on Schnapps. I don't care what difference it makes, it's not Kiddush. But according to the Rambam, on the other hand, we're not just making a Birchas HaNenin, we're talking about Kiddush itself. With all the dinim and all the strappings of Kiddush, and then the bracha itself of Bor Pri HaGofen is the Kiddush. That is the Kiddush. Oh, so now let's swing back to our original question. Rav Huna says that if you make a shakal near bidvaro, eino poteres es hayayin. So you're gonna have to make a Bor Pri HaGofen. Mishum. Nikevan de Birchas Shahakol Chala Midin Matir, Lahatir Isur Me'ila, Eino Poteres Birchas Bor Pri HaGofen, Wai Shechalbo Kium Vidin Bracha Lakos. In other words, if Birchas Bor Pri HaGofen were a Birchas Hanenim like any other Birchas Hanenim. So Enachinami Mayim, I'm sorry, Shakel would pat you up, just like it pats you up from any Chiyuv Birchas Hanenim. But the din of Bar Priyagov is a different din. It has a Kiyum of Brach Alakos. Anybody have a question?
I have a question. Why you even need Yain in front of you? And why you have to drink the Yain, and why you have to make a second Brocha for a Priyagafen to drink the Yain, because the first Brocha you made had nothing to do with the Birchas Nenim.
Wait a minute, Alan. What's the case? What's the case we're dealing with? Are we talking about Shabbos? You talking about
Shabbos? Okay.
Shabbos in the morning, Shabbos in the evening, anything, all Shabbos.
Shabbos when you have a chiyuv to make kiddush.
Okay.
Okay. So now you make a borei priya gavin.
Right.
That's part of the kiddush.
So right. That's what the rabbi is saying.
So therefore, when you actually want to drink the yayin, you should have to now make a new brocha.
No, I would say that the brocha it wears two hats. You know, functions in two capacities. It's a classic Birchas Hanenim. Like if tonight I would drink a cup of wine, I would be Mevorach Bar Priyagafen. And on Shabbos has additional kiyum of being a Koshel Bracha. And that Bracha becomes part of the Koshel
Shabbos. Shabbos day when you can make it on a
So once again, the Bar Priyagafen functions in two capacities. It's a Birchas Hamatir for drinking
it. Let's say it's not Gafen. Maybe it's Sheakol, the second one.
Oh, you're talking about Schnapps?
Then you're not making Gafen at all. Well, aren't you making Agafen as well as part of Kiddush?
So that's what I'm telling you. That's what I would say, Alan. That again, I'm not. You know, you can't publicize this, but I don't think Schnapps is. It's good to do. Yeah. Schnapps is always a good thing, but it has nothing to do with Kiddush. Kiddush is al Yayin. The whole essence of the Kiddush is Shemach Vodoya on Yayin, and the Yayin is the Kiddush. So what are you going to make on Schnapps? I don't know. I mean, what should I say?
Have I just
Didn't make kiddush on schnapps?
Preferably on wine. No.
Havad uses vodka during the day.
What do you say?
Havad uses vodka during the day.
Chabad.
Yes.
All right. It's a chassidus shemaisa.
We spell out
drive. Rabosa, I'm waiting for a different question. We're saying the following. That the Bari Priyagofen has a different, it's a different entity. It's not just the Birchas Hanenim, it's a Birchas Shevach V'Odoya as part of a part of Brach Alakos. And therefore, if I made a Shahakol, I'm not Yotze Bari Priyagof, because if Bari Priyagof would be a Birchas Hanenim and Yochinami, like any Birchas Hanenim, you would patter it up through Shahakol Niyah B'dvar. But here, it's a separate kiyum of Birchas Shevach as part of Kiddush, as part of Brach Alakos. Anybody want to ask me a question? Don't be embarrassed. This halacha Rav Huna has nothing to do with Shabbos, has nothing to do with a chasana or with Avdallah. He's talking about drinking a kosher yayin. During the week, on a regular occasion, I'm drinking yayin. And I made a shakel on something, well then I don't patter up the yayin, I need a bar priyagofen. Is that bar priyagofen a kiyum of kosher bracha?
No.
It's a normal kiyum.
He says, v'nira, the af begavne, even in the scenario, she'eno b'varach bar priyagofen, elahatir isamila. The only reason he's making bar priyagofen is because you're not allowed to be nene from this world without a bracha. And therefore, your bracha is only a birchas hanenim and nothing else. There is no other dimension or personality to this bracha. Nevertheless, ein birchas shakel potrosa. Why not? And this is meant to be the punchline of our whole discussion tonight. So if we're not convinced by the next four lines, then you're going to have to ask for your money back. So he says the following. Again, you'll be the jury on this one. He says, "Mikavet shechal din bori priyagofen." Let's talk in abstract terms. This same bracha bori priyagofen has a halos din. Halos din means somewhere in the universe of halacha of kiyum koshel bracha. It's part of a koshel bracha, part of the shevach of a bracha. In other words, in certain scenarios, the bori priyagofen takes on a new additional dimension above and beyond being a Birchas Hanenim. So therefore, if Kiyu Chachamim, this is what you have to underline and see if you can figure this one out. Hifkiu chachamim yayin din bircha shahakol v'kovel yayin bracha mesuyemis tibori pri agofen dafka. Again, mind you, Rabbi say he's not making kiddush right now. He's drinking a cup of wine on a Wednesday night at 9 o'clock. He's drinking wine, and yet the yayin is not going to be covered by a shakal niyavidvara. Why not? Because in abstract terms, do you follow what I mean? In the potential universe of halacha, in a certain scenario, that bari pri agafen has the status of being an integral part of the koshel bracha. In Yiddish we say defar is vos, you know, so therefore what? So what does that do with me on a Wednesday night? You're telling me about the abstract. Okay, look, when I get to Friday night, I'll tell you that even if I made a shakal, I still have to make a bar pri agafen. Why? Because it's a kiyum of koshel bracha. But what does that have to do with Wednesday night? So he says, "Hifkiu chachamim miyayin." In order to explain this, so he's explaining Rashi. I don't think he would have said it on his own, but to explain Rashi, he says, "Hifkiu chachamim miyayin din bircha shahakol." Notice they didn't want to make chilukim, and they didn't want to say, "Look, on the certain occasions, you know, you'll have to make a bar pri agafen as a koshel bracha, and this bracha will have to be recited despite the fact that you said shahakol. On other occasions, it's not a koshel bracha; it's not integrated into a koshel bracha." Then you're yotze with the shakal. No, they didn't want to make. They wanted a flat rule. They wanted to know about the very essence, the very takana, the nature of bar pri agafen. And they established the status, the nature of this bar pri agafen based on the fact that this bar pri agafen, under certain circumstances, is established as a separate bracha, not in the constellation of birchas hanenim, but rather as a shevach v'odoya integrated into the koshel bracha. So if kiyu chachamim miyayin din birchas shahakol, they made a flat statement and they said, we're enacting a new bracha. It's called bari pri agafen, and it has many different capacities. And this bracha is a special, unique bracha. And we're not going to allow you to be yotze this bracha with any other bracha. You have to make a bari pri agafen. The bari pri agafen has a certain a clang to it, a certain sound to it. And that's the nature of this bracha. Okay, it's up to you. I mean, you're in the jury. You have to decide if you want to accept
this. I might be very wrong, but it reminds me a little bit of there's a certain prat case, and we learn it on the entire klal, or it's not a case of prat and klal.
I'm not sure. I don't know. If that helps you, Binyamin, then use it. It doesn't help me personally, but if it helps you, use it. I think what he's saying is something different. I think he's saying that this bracha has an extra dimension to it.
The potential. Yeah.
Sometimes we actualize it, sometimes we don't, but the bracha itself, in terms of the initial takano, and Chazal said, you know, this is not going to be a priya eitz, even though it comes from the Geffen, this is going to deserve its own bracha. So the way they set it up was that this bracha is a unique bracha, and it's unique in many different ways. The most important way of which is going to use that bracha as kiddush or whatever kosher bracha you're going to use, and that bracha now takes on a whole different new personality, a whole different dimension. Once they establish that this bracha has within it such a unique kiyum, they don't want to cover it with shakal niyavar. If you want to say the klal and the prat, that's good too. I mean, obviously,
I thought of it.
It's good. It's good. Everything is good. All right, Rabbo. So now we want to talk a little about shemen. Mm. So this gemara about shemen is also here. I think it's on Daf Mem Amud Beis. But let me just see if on the back side, the flip side of the second page I gave you, you should have something called the Gvuras Yitzchak.
Yes, the one we usually...
Yes? Mm-hmm. I don't know what I did with my copy of the Gvuras Yitzchak. Let me see if I can somehow... You know, I'm so... it's like swimming here with all these... All right, I think I found it. Does it say Chaf Hei on it?
Yeah, Chaf Hei. It starts with Hina Gram.
Okay, Chaf Hei. We have an extra one here if anyone needs one. And we'll take a look. So the Gemara says the following: Gufa Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel. Oh, this is a little bit earlier in the Perek. We're now on Daf Mem. So let's rewind back to Daf Lamed Hey. Now on Lamed Hey, we spoke, I think, last week about the source for Birchas Hanenim and also Lo Liodim Lehenos Mi'an Olam Bezeh Belo Broch. That's on Lamed Hey Yomid Al. Let's turn now to Lamed Hey Omid Beis. And we're looking for something that says Gufa Om Rabbi Yehuda Meshmul. If anybody finds it, just let me know where it is. Just one second. Oh, this is the technical part. Yeah.
6-7 lines from the
from the bottom. Okay, so let's see if we can find it. 6 or 7 lines up from the bottom. Gufa, you have it. Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Omar Shmuel Bechain, Omar Rabbi Yitzchak, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Shemin Zayis, Mevarchin Olav Borei Pri Ha'Eitz. Now Chaim asked me before, when you have olives and you crush them and take the oil out of the olives, you're getting something even better than the olives, right? That's iluye, just like the case where we extracted the juice from the grapes. Here we're extracting the juice from the olives, and that's called Shemen Zayis. So Chaim asked me, why don't we make a bracha? A separate bracha, Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Melech Haolam, Shebara, or Al Shemen Zayis. The truth is, Chaim, you won't believe this. The bracha for Shemen Zayis is Bar Priates. The Gemara thinks he shouldn't even be making a Bar Priates. It's lower than that. You and I think, well, Iluye Alye, and the Gemara thinks just the opposite. Now, is there anyone here who ever drank olive oil? I never tried it.
I think in Italy they do.
They drink olive oil.
The oldest living woman in Israel claims she drinks a glass of olive oil every day.
Mm-hmm. That's straight, supposed to be healthy, undiluted olive oil.
That's what she claims.
All right. So I have a cash on her, because the Gemara says, they're right here, that olive oil is very detrimental to your health if you drink it straight. We're going to see later on that you can mix it with other things, but if she's drinking straight olive oil...
She's Bedouin, so she never read this.
She never learned this Gemara. So the Gemara says, Hey Chidomi, how can you make a Bar Priya Eitz on olive oil? Elam de Kashasile, if he's drinking pure, unadulterated olive oil without any tarovas, is haray, the Gemara says, azuki mazikle. Now, let's say a person drinks or eats something that's mazikim. So what bracha do you make? So at this point, the Gemara thinks you don't make any bracha.
Bracha achrona.
I don't think you make a bracha achrona either, as far as I know. Maybe you know something I don't know. Alan, you always quote these sources that I never heard of.
Your last bracha, that's what I'm easily.
Right. You know, sometimes, oh, I see what you're saying. Oh, yeah. Not the last supper, but the last bracha. Okay, fine. Tisanya, now how do we know that something that's matzik you don't make a bracha on? So the Gemara says, based on a brisa, we don't consider this achila. You know, the Torah doesn't recognize achila in the case of something that's matzik. How do I know this? Because if, let's say, a zar, a non-Kohen, eats truma, right, he's normally, if he does a bishogi, he has to pay what's called a kerem v'chomesh, but the brisa says that ashoseh shemen shel truma bishogi mishalem is hakeren v'yena mishalem es ha-chomesh. And why? The reason is because it's mazikim. And that's not called an achila. So the Torah says that for eating, a zar eating truma, he pays a chomesh. But this is not called an achila. Why? Because it's mazik.
If that would be the case, then anything that we eat nowadays, which is considered to be unhealthy by the
Rosh, okay. This, I don't know. When you say something's unhealthy, I mean, certainly smoking is unhealthy, kuliyamalo pligi, but after you smoke, you're going to drop dead on the spot? It may take a week or two. So, we eat all sorts of junk, I don't want to use different words to describe it, but you know what I mean. Well, somebody told me recently that bamba is not so bad for you. So we give kids bamba, but I don't know, Bisley is not, I don't know.
For peanut allergy.
What do you say?
For peanut allergies.
No, I'm just saying, if you don't have any allergies.
Oh, okay.
That's what somebody told me. So if you could check that out for me, I'd be very curious. You know, like a very sizable percentage of Masechta Brachos, if you're learning Daf Yomi, is about health. And I'm curious about Talmudic health, because I'm not sure that everything that it says here in the Gemara we're at home with, you know, we're comfortable with. In any event, so the Gemara says that if you drink Shemen Shel Truma B'Shogeg, you don't pay Chomesh. Why? Because Chomesh is only for what's called an Achila or a Shtia, if it's a liquid, and if it's Mazik, that's not called an Achila, that's not called a Shtia. And then the Gemara says, you know when you're going to bake a Bori Priya Eitz? If you take a slice of bread and you dip it into oil and you eat that, then you make a Bori Priya Eitz on the Shemen. That's not going to be Mazik. So the Gemara says, wait a minute, why should you make a bracha of Bori Priya Eitz? You should make Hamotzi Lechem in Aretz. And the halacha is that Hamotzi Lechem in Aretz pachtes you for any other bracha. So the Gemara says, "Name." Here it's a case of Iker and Tofel. You're not interested in the pas, really. You're interested in the Shemen. So you're only interested in the pas as a Tofel. And we have a klal called Shu Iker Vivro Tfelo Mavarch Al Iker Upoter Esat Tfelo. Just 1 second. I just before I get confused. Just a second. Oh, so now. Now we go back to Shmuel, right? Om Rav Yudam Shmuel, that's what we started with tonight. That you make a, on Shemen Zayis, make a Borei Pri Ha'etz. Correct? So what's the case of Borei Pri Ha'etz? It's a case where you dip your bread into the oil, but you're not really interested in the bread, you're interested in the oil. Is that correct?
Yeah.
So the Tofel is the Pas, and the Iker is the Shemen Zayis, and if you make a Borei Pri Ha'etz. So what's wrong with that? Ah, the Gemara is not happy with that. Why? Because, you know, this is a kind of a rare situation, and you get the impression that Rabbi Yehuda or Shmuel were talking about something more regular, if you could use that term, more common. Just 1 second. Ah, I see. The Gemara thinks that when you dip a piece of bread into oil, you're really interested in the bread. You're not. The oil enhances your taste of the bread. So the Iker is the pas, and the Shemen is Tofel. Again, we're not excluding a case where maybe he's not interested in the pas, but that's not really what happens. So the Gemara now offers a different interpretation of Shmuel. When do you make a Borei Pri Ha'etz on Shemen Zayis? Dekashasi le al yidei anigron. You see such a thing? So there's something called anigron. Right? Anigron is some sort of extract from yayin. Some sort of wine, I don't know which kind of wine, maybe it's wine that comes from fruits, you know, that's also called yayin. Like you could take dates and make wine out of dates, that's called date wine. You could take figs even, make fig wine. And what do you add into the mixture is a Shemen Zayit. And now Shemen Zayit is no longer mazik because it's again mixed, it's not pure unadulterated. So your lady, I think she should probably be drinking a Nigron instead of Shemen Zayis. But how old is she? She's 104. So I don't think she needs my advice. So the Omer Rabba Bar Shmuel and Nigron Maya de Silka. Okay, so he says that you make a Nigron from Maya de Silka. That I think Maya de Silka is like you cook spinach and or maybe beets or something, I don't know what. And as a result you get this water that's saturated with the taste of beets. And you take that water and you mix it with Shemen Zayit. It doesn't sound too appealing to me, but anyway, apparently back in the day, they enjoyed it. They enjoyed it. Okay then? So that's what we have so far. Now, take a look. I won't keep you more than 3 minutes, but he quotes Rashi here on the bottom of your page. And Rashi says, "Azuki mazik legufe v'ein zu achila." Do you see that? "Ein zu achila she teuna bracha and we don't need a bracha drinking shemen zayit straight because it's mazik. The gabi bracha v'yachalta ksiv. And I'm going to prove to you that something that's mazik, you like drinking shemen, is not called v'yachalta. Why? Because in shemen shel truma v'shogeg, you don't have to pay chomesh, because the chiv chomesh, the chiv of the keren, the actual value of the shemen that he has to pay, because that has to do with laws of nezik, and you have to compensate someone for a loss. So whatever the shemen is worth on the market, I don't know how much it's worth. But as far as adding a chomesh, that he doesn't have to add. Why? So I don't know, you don't have the next line. I'll just read you the next line. He says, "The gabi chomesh achila ksiv." The pasuk says, "Ish ki yochal kodesh b'shkoga." Then he pays chomesh. Prat le mazik, the exclusion of mazik. In other words, someone who drinks something that's mazik, that's not called drinking, that's not called an achila, and therefore you're not chayav a chomesh, and therefore Rashi says you don't make a bracha on it. Beautiful analogy, the Gemara according to Rashi. So I happen to be very satisfied with this Rashi. However, Rabbi Kivega is not happy with this Rashi because he has a Gemara Psochim. And the Gemara Psochim seems to say that the reason why you would not make a bracha on anything that you take out of a pri, you know, as you crush a pri and you take out its liquid, is the Gemara says that's called Shalom Kederach Achilosan. So we're not talking about a mazik over here. If you extract the oil from the olives and you drink the oil, that's Shalom Kederach Achilosan. That's an unusual achila. The Torah only considers achila when it's a normal achila, not when it's an unusual achila. And the Gemara says, therefore, if you take a pri, and instead of eating the pri as it is, you squeeze out its juices, then drinking those juices is considered shelo kederech achilosan. And if that be the case, then I have a very simple reason. Rashi didn't have to come on to mazik over here. Rashi could have explained that we don't consider shemen zayis and achila because it's shelo kederech achilosan. Unless Rashi holds that shelo kederech achilosan is enough to pater you up from an isa. Let's say you take arla, and the arla, the fruits of arla, you squeeze the juices out of the arla, and you drink them, you're not chayiv mishum arla, but you would have to make a bracha, because you do get benefit from it. Again, that's not the normal way of eating it, but so what? You're a screwball, you know, you do it in your own crazy way, and you enjoy it, so you have to make a bracha on it. That's called a birchas hanenim. Maybe that's what Rashi holds. So the Gemara over there is only talking about Isurim. That's what I would say. But Rav Kivega doesn't say so. Rav Kivega doesn't know why Rashi has to introduce here Mazik. Why not just quote the Gemara Msochim that Shalom Kederach Achilosan? But then again, the Gemara equates it with a case of Shogeg and Truma. And the Gemara says he's potter from what? From Chomesh. It would seem that's because he's a Mazik. Right? The Gemara says, the Ish Ki Yochal Kodesh B'Shkoga Prat LaMazik. So obviously we're not operating here within the context of Shalom Kederach Achilosan. And maybe Shalom Kederach Achilosan applies only to certain fruits, but not to olives. Because olives, it's very natural, very normal to take out the juices from the olives. And that makes Shemen Zayis. And maybe that's considered Kedarko. That's not unusual. Okay, the Rabbi said, we'll stop here. If I don't see you before Shabbos, have a good Shabbos.
Thank you.
What are we up to, Yisro? Oh, that's a big one. How are we doing? We're doing good? So we're perfect, perfect. We have a minion. I'm excited.
Exactly.
Okay. I just...